ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, June 6, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I really am. I know you had a busy day playing the games on the phone. You're just covered up. I know you are.
Yes, it is. It has been very hectic. I think a lot of people took time out today. I'm sure there's many folks, many listeners who watched as I did this morning, because there wasn't any news on, I guess. But Normandy with President Trump, I'm not going to call it a celebration, but the honoring of the veterans of Normandy with French President Macron. And it was touching to see those veterans there that are 93, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. It did bring a tear to my eye. And, I don't know, Butch, what you think about that.
Well, my dad was in Normandy. So obviously I think about it a lot. He passed away a few years ago. But also it breaks my heart to know that we were tricked into that war just like every other war.
Exactly.
That Pearl Harbor was planned and they knew about it. They just moved forward for war. My dad knew that too before he passed away. It broke his heart. But just he felt like I did. I wore the uniform, Melody. I didn't know I was being suckered at the time. He didn't either. We did the best we could for what we thought was right, so we don't have any guilty feelings over doing that. We did what we thought was right at the time. That's all we can do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to one of my customers yesterday, and this topic came up. And I says, you know, I says, or maybe it was this morning, I says, Trump's speech was very, you know, it was, he has great speech writers. And, you know, he delivered it well. And I says, but then when they ask him questions off the cuff, he just goes to pot. And I thought, you know, when you think about it, how many of the past presidents have done the same? I mean, Clinton couldn't answer questions on the cuff.
No.
Bush, oh my gosh.
He couldn't even talk.
Obama was terrible at it. President Trump's not good at it. And I said, and then what they do say, it's never from their heart. You can tell it's not from their heart.
Right.
And he says, well, you know, none of them actually served in the service anyway.
That's true.
So you got to thinking about it. You had Reagan. Now, Reagan was the only one that I can remember that when he could really talk off the cuff and he, you know, it meant something when he, it seemed like it meant something when he, it moved people. But after that, well, we know Bush was, in war, but, you know, but when we think about the more the modern presidents, from Clinton, from Bush to Obama to President Trump, none of them served in the service.
Well, the two that you mentioned, Reagan, of course. The other one I can remember as a young boy is Kennedy. Kennedy had a good way to make a phrase and make it stick.
Yes, yes,
he did. And other than that, I don't know of any. I mean, Johnson couldn't. Nixon couldn't. So
no,
yeah,
Ford. You don't, and you know, as good as you know what Ford is doing in today's world, you know, they're just not memorable in any way. And you know, you basically look at Reagan and Kennedy, and I think it really came from their hearts.
I do believe
that's
that.
The difference.
Absolutely. Well, Kennedy was a veteran of World War II, you know that, and
yeah.
he had earned some medals of honor. But you know, and one thing we'll give President Trump, and I got to hit this very quickly because I think it's important. He did something that I was really thankful he did, and I won't give him accolades for doing that. He cut off funding for experiments on murdered baby
Beatles.
Parts.
Yes.
Yeah. He stopped that. He cut off a $103 million contract with the University of Southern California that uses the baby tissue to test HIV treatments and other things. So I thank Mr. Trump for doing that. President Trump, if I know you don't hear this, but if you did, I want to say thank you for doing that. It means something to all of us that understand that baby's life is precious. And we thank you for doing that. And I will say that right now. I'm downloading sometimes things done I don't agree with, like supporting homosexuals, but he did this. And I have to give him thanks for that.
Yes, he did do that. And where did those fundings go to? Was it California?
California. To the University of Southern California. University of California.
And that probably came after his comments about Bette Midler and all those other ones. But anyway, you know, he has a way of getting even with folks. And but anyway, let's see what gold get even today. Gold was up 310. New York spot price aftermarket $1,333.90. We did have a high. 1340, so it was actually higher by $7, and so $7. So it opened strong and it weakened, but it was okay. Silver trying again, trying to breach that $15, can't hold it. We had a high of 1508. New York spot price aftermarket 1494, up 5 pennies. Platinum was down a buck at 806. Palladium was up 17, 1357. The USDX today was down once again, 0.33 at 97.02. Crude oil, after the carnage that we've seen in the crude oil prices, it came back 1.59 today at 53.27. And the paper markets today, of course, on a day like today, you know, the Dow was up 181 points. 25,720. Certainly, we're not going to have a down day when you had President Trump over in Normandy and the comments with him and Macron and so forth. So yeah, they managed it up. But tomorrow is the payroll numbers. So I don't know if these numbers are a reflection that the information on that has sort of filtered out, has leaked out. Or is this run it up so it's going to crash tomorrow? So we'll find out tomorrow. It's either one of those two scenarios. It's just not going to hang out at this 25,720. The NASDAQ was up 40, 7,615. The S&P was up 17, 2,843. 10-year yield, 2.12%. Euro was stronger today by 1.13. Of course, we saw the weakness in the dollar. And, you know, that's pretty much a little bit quiet on the scenes, the marketing, the financial scenes. But the U.S. and Mexico trade officials, they failed to reach a deal today on the tariffs.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah.
And, you know, Mexico's actually intercepted some people on their southern border trying to get, I guess, to make this the salvage agreement. I mean, they blocked the caravan coming out of Central America. And, you know, so I don't know. We'll see, but they I think they actually tried to do it because they said they're trying to maintain the trade. We will find out.
We'll find out. But the senior administration officials told CNBC earlier the talks represent a starting line for the negotiations between the two countries, not a finish line. And so we'll just have to see how that is going along. And again, there's not a whole lot of mention about the signing of the new NAFTA agreement, and I think it's all connected. So I guess it doesn't really matter what you do in order to get something done, as long as it gets done. So everybody knows they were not going to impose these tariffs.
Well, now Monday's supposed to be a deadline, right?
Monday is the deadline, the 10th.
Well, no,
and even if they
then.
Did the 5%, it's not going to go higher than 5 if they did. It's going to be temporary, but I don't believe they're going to do it.
Well, the bright spot is that gold and silver gain a little bit of ground about every day.
Yeah, let's take it while we can.
Exactly.
And,
that's a bright spot.
I'd like to see it you know, build some sort of a base here, but I'd like to see silver close you know, several days above 15, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. There's something else that was going on. You have Georgia Pacific. Georgia Pacific is located in Arkansas, and I believe they are, this was actually announced a day or two ago, that they're permanently shutting down the equipment and processes supporting the bleached board operation at its CrossFit facility in South Arkansas. As of October, about 555 jobs will be impacted. The timber and paper giant will close a particle board facility in Hope, laying off 100 workers. The CrossFit decision was based on the assessment of the mill's ability to compete effectively in the bleached board market. machines, an intrusion plant, wood yard, pulp mill, and a significant portion of an energy complex at the mill will be closed. In July, the company will also shut down one of the mill's older tissue machines that doesn't support the long-term competitiveness of the tissue business.
Wow.
GP's
a big one,
too. I hope
they
don't mean toilet tissue.
May have to go back to getting Sears and Roebuck catalogs.
I guess. Jeez Louise.
You know, people laugh about that. That's what we used as growing up until they went to color pages, and they didn't work very good. They got too slick. But anyway.
Oh, Butch.
Well, I mean, I grew up in the country. What do you want, you know? What can I say?
I experienced the outhouse, but we did have toilet paper.
We didn't have that for a long time. I'll tell the truth. I'm serious. But that's okay. You know what's really something? I survived it. But I did learn that you don't spend as long in the outhouse in the wintertime as you do in the summertime.
What?
You don't spend as long in the outhouse in the wintertime as you do in the summertime.
This is true.
Because it gets so nippy. If you know what I mean. But anyway, again, I know we're getting a different topic now, so I'll shut up on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and one more thing. And this was out. This was reported by Bloomberg. And I guess we missed it yesterday, but Venezuela defaults on a gold swap with Deutsche Bank. Now, we've seen Deutsche Bank's, and this is probably one of the main reasons, we've seen Deutsche Bank shares just fall out of bed lately, and there's concerns that if it dipped, Greg Hunter was talking about this just a week ago, and you know, with if it broke down through, if their shares broke down a certain level, it was history. So, but Venezuela defaulted on a gold swap agreement valued at $750 million with Deutsche Bank, prompting the lender to take control of the precious metal used as collateral and close out the contract. This is according to two people with direct knowledge of the matter as part of a financer agreement signed in 2016. Venezuela received a cash loan from Deutsche Bank and put up 20 tons of gold as collateral.
And they didn't pay.
They didn't pay.
Wow.
So, you know, there's something behind the scenes. You know that there's something a little bit more behind the scenes. You know, but you know what? And this is real interesting, too. You know, Venezuela defaulted on its dollar-denominated bonds back in late 2017.
Right.
And you know what? This was when really the pressure from the U.S. started being ramped up on Venezuela and so forth. So, you know, it's, you know, they want their gold. They want their, you know, it's they want them to fail. So, I don't.
Well, obviously,
there's more to the story than what we have, but
absolutely.
At this point. Yeah,
there is, and of course the U.S. is all for that. You know that.
Yes, absolutely.
That they want them to come begging to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want Russia out, and we want in. So that's what boils down to. It's right now a battle for who controls Venezuela, the assets of Venezuela. That's what it's all boiling down to.
Absolutely, and also the World Bank downgraded its forecast for the global economy. In light of these trade conflicts, financial strains, and unexpectedly sharp slowdown in wealthier countries. And now, forget the trade conflicts. How about let's just put it in the global economy stinks. How about that for simple terms? You know, there's problems. The only reason the global economy was successful in this past or shows, or it looked like it was successful, is because of the trillions of dollars of stimulus being pumped into the system by the central banks and governments to keep it going. That is why. So now, you know what? Maybe if it's slowing down, maybe these central banks and governments, maybe they are running out of money. It's a little harder for them to continue to produce the fiat currency. So, you know, they can to continue to print. So, you know, just call for what it was. The economies were never good.
No, and it's been run on credit for how many years now?
For a very long time.
Long time. And credit
long
has
time.
To end sooner or later. There's no way around that. Credit will end.
But the Bank and Anti-Poverty Agency expects the world economy to grow 2.6% this year. This is the world economy. That would be the slowest calendar year growth since 2016. And it is down from the 2.9% expansion from the agency forecast in January. So, and they downgraded every major region in the world. However, I mean, this is good news It did keep the 2019 forecast for the U.S. the same at 2.5%. So they didn't downgrade the U.S. They kept it at the 2.5%. But it's still below the great 3-plus percent that we were all promised. In the 19 countries that use the euro, currency growth is forecasted to slow to 1.2%, down from 1.8 last year and 1.6 the World Bank had expected in January. So, kind of interesting. So that no one is expecting these economies globally to do much.
Maybe that's why this lady in Florida stabbed herself in the stomach 3 times and told the cops she's tired of living in Trump country. She's tired of living as him as president. This is true. I'm making it up. This woman in Florida actually stabbed herself in the stomach 3 times and said, I'm tired of living in Trump's country. Maybe she's depressed, Melody. I don't know. I'm tired of Trump being president. Go figure. And it really is. When people become that depressed for any reason, that's a sad situation. I'm not laughing about that. I mean, it sounds funny, but it really is sad that somebody would be that depressed that they would actually stab themselves over somebody's whatever reason may be.
Did she die?
No, she didn't die. They managed to pull her back out of that, but she stabbed herself in the stomach 3 times because she didn't like Trump's president now. And I don't know what to say. It's just a sign of the times. People are losing their perspective. When you got a nation that forgets God,
they're losing more than their perspective. They're losing their minds.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And
losing,
you know,
just
a different topic real quick. I thought this was very important. You know, so far this year, we're not even halfway through the year yet. There have been 1,072,000 illegals jump the border already. They're coming in to try to get in the country. 1,072,000 in less than 6 months.
Well, you know what? I was reading a little bit about that, and there's a gentleman by the name of Stephen Coppins. And I didn't write to see exactly where he was coming from, but he said that 1,072,000 is just a prediction.
Well, according to this article, it happened
for 2019.
So far.
I know what it said.
Yeah,
2019.
Oh.
So it was totaled for a little bit beneath that. And the article that I was reading was saying that because it was because May was such, either April or May was such a high number, that he increased it from 900,000 to the 1,072,000 that he's predicting for 2019.
Well, that may be what it said. I just glanced at the article, but I know there's something like 140,000-150,000, I think, just in May alone.
And with that, we'll bring that back up for discussion when we come back from our break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to these radio programs live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, or you can visit the website and go to the archive page, and you can find today's, yesterday's, a week, a year, 10 years worth of programming. So, dgscoins.com. Heading into the break, we were talking about the situation with the immigration and the numbers that they're predicting for this year. And so it's, I mean, from the numbers that I have seen, what's I've already the prediction for the year, May has been the highest for the month since 2000.
Yes.
And the highest for any calendar month since March of 2006. So if you go back to 2006, we all know that was a precursor to, you know, things were great. You know, people were happy. People were going into debt. 2000, we were actually heading into a recession until they had 9/11. But prior to that, coming out, you know, the stock markets, it was leading up to the dot-com bust. So prior to that, we had a strong, you know, there was lots of jobs to be had. And what amazes me, Butch, I was driving around today doing errands, and I was going through a zone where they're doing road construction and so forth. You don't see any Americans. You know?
Yeah, good point.
So when you have construction and homes, drive around. Take a peek. What do you see?
Good point.
So if we need to stop the problem, we need to go after the employers. But that's not going to happen. Because most of those who control the businesses are those who's, you know, dictate what's going on with government are the ones who hire, and their buddies.
Well, you know, any fix, if they really want to fix it, no matter how they did it, any fix is going to hurt really bad. And they don't want that. I mean, they were talking about politicians here, Melody. They make your living by fooling the people.
Yep.
So as long as they can make everything look pretty and nice and clean, you know. So anyway, they don't want this. So, but if they were to fix it and go back to solid fund monies like gold and silver, it would cause a huge economic crash for a while. But if they stuck to the guns, done what's right, over a period of time, it would bring back the best economy since the 1800s.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
But this isn't going to happen that way. But, you know, in that number of 134,000 nabbed last month in the border, 55,000 were children. Now, that, I don't know. Some of them are unaccompanied. That's, I mean, some are just coming across on their own, apparently. But I know that they bought 2.2 million diapers to give to the children. And Trump says he's going to cut off, you know, the aid and education for the illegal immigrants. And, you know, that sounds harsh. But people, these are illegal. They're breaking our laws. They are criminals. If you don't punish crime, crime will expand. It makes perfectly sense, and that's biblical, by the way, too. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says that. So, Melody, why should we pay to educate, take care of people? And I don't mean to sound nasty, I really don't. If they come across and apply for help and they come in and need a little bit of assistance till they got everything going, more power to them. But when they come across in the hundreds of thousands and demand to be taken care of, that doesn't work. They're invading my home demanding I feed them. And we can't do that, and I won't do that. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, I think it is. But the problem is, I mean, when we talk about the billions of dollars that's being spent at the taxpayers' expense, and that's why the politicians don't really care, because it doesn't affect them. It only affects the taxpayer. But it's really simple. Yes, you do need to stop the funding. You need to penalize and fine the employers and uncomplicate the admissions, you know, make the admissions a little bit easier somehow, so. But there's also a difference, and I don't know, I'm not an expert in this, between those coming here for asylum and those crossing the borders illegally. There are two separate groups.
Well, there's no way we can absorb them all forever. I mean, over
and
a million,
I don't believe,
no way.
And I just don't believe that there's a million coming across the board, across the border. You know, I don't know the difference in the number that they predict for 2019. How many of them are illegal and how many are seeking asylum?
Well, you know, to top it off, to further make the point that something isn't kosher here. TSA is allowing illegal immigrants to fly without proper documents. Now, I flew just a couple weeks ago. And you got to prove everything from the time you're born to the time you think you might die, pretty near, and go through all kinds of games, take off your belt, take off your shoes, do this. I mean, stand on your head, wiggle your ears, whatever. You got to do all that, just get through there. But the federal agency tasked with overseeing security at transportation hubs have been violating its own policy by allowing migrants who have been released from federal custody. Folks, there are prisoners released in federal custody onto flights despite not having required documents, according to the Civil Department of Homeland Security officials. For you and I, we got to stick to it. But for the illegals, they get aboard without any documentation. And who's buying their tickets? If it's a cop picking poor, they can't even afford to eat. Who's paying for the tickets? I mean, these are all common sense questions, Melody. I mean, I'm not trying to be a hard nose here, but if they can afford to fly in a plane, why don't you feed themselves? If they can afford to get to Canada, why they come back in here to get freebies, or they come up from South America, or coming in from overseas? What's going on here? How do they afford that?
Well, number one, instead of, I get tariffs, and it doesn't mean that I'm not supporting the tariffs and so forth, but instead of the tariffs, let's find out who is paying these people.
Exactly.
Put an end to it.
I agree.
Put an end to it. So it's like everything we're doing really isn't going to fix anything. But that's, you know, so I don't care what we hear and what we're told, you know, it's where are these plans? Where are these suggestions? Tariffs? Again, I think that was more about the new NAFTA, but that's just, you know, from following everything, that's what I think it's about, but we'll never know.
No,
and you know what was disturbing? You know what disturbed me the most about listening to President Trump and Macron? And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not picking on Trump. I think he did an excellent job. I was, you know, but he said something when they asked him, and it was the question and answer session is where I kind of picked up on this, and he was talking about how great of a relationship we have with France, and he says, and there's things that are going on that only him and I know, that nobody else is privy to. Those are my words, but it's the same. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, it's just another indication, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We're only told a bunch of fluff to make us feel good and to reelect those already in office. And it's like, you know, so don't tell me or don't say that you're doing something with another country, a European country, France, Macron, that it's too secret. You know, and he talked like they were involved in some official war. So I was thinking of Syria or something like that. I don't know, but it just made me uncomfortable.
Well, it's kind of rude, also. Like, who are you to think we should know everything? It is kind of rude.
But it's like telling someone I have a secret and I'm not telling you.
Yeah, it's kind of rude.
I've got something to tell you, but I'm not going to.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
But I mean, this is the representative of this is the president of our country.
Yep.
And it's a little bigger than just. But yeah, you're it's so we don't know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. No one is transparent in government. No one.
Oh, never had. They haven't been as long as I've been alive. There may have been more in some administrations, but never totally transparent. And some things, understand, got to be kept quiet. I appreciate that. But there's been a lot going on behind the scenes they don't want to know, And back to some economy things here. Of course, you've talked to Crystal on the phone, works in the office with me on Thursdays, takes care of orders, whatever. Her husband's a truck driver, over-the-road truck driver. And he is getting a lot of sitting time. Nothing to haul. Now, that's really a sad situation. He said, but generally this time of year, trucking's getting really busy again. But it isn't this year. I just reading here today that heavy-duty truck orders collapsed to a worst number since 2016, down 70% in May. Well, if there's no orders to ship, then trucks aren't demand, obviously. Because it's 70% lower than it was this time last year. So that's really something to think about, Melody. 70% cut or loss in manufacturing of big trucks. They can't carry that forever and pay employees to work and all the benefits unless there's something to build. I mean, am I right on that?
You're absolutely correct. In fact, I have an information here that let me double check the date on this. It says 6 hours ago. Let me make sure that is accurate. A company, an Indiana-based trucking company, is going to lay off all its drivers and close its doors for good later this month. ALA. Trucking's 41 drivers and 15 other employees will lose their jobs in the layoff. Adams blamed the company's rising insurance costs for its ultimate demise, noting that insurance rates at the company jumped to more than $700,000 this year.
Wow.
From less than $340,000 last year.
Double.
He says the jump was due to factors beyond the company's control, including the way the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration handles compliance, safety, accountability, CSA scores. He says he didn't do anything wrong with the company. It was the way the government has this new grading system that is affecting a lot of companies. If there's a situation on the road where a car comes off the on-ramp and bumps into a tractor trailer, until that claim is settled, the insurance company charges the company with that claim. And he says, while insurance rates may have been what ultimately pushed the company over the ledge, the shutdown comes amid a general slowdown throughout the freight market as a whole. And Adams admitted that falling freight rates have taken a toll on the company. He says these rates are ridiculous. The shippers and receivers are adding to it. He said rates have dropped so low, in fact, that the company cannot even afford to haul freight anymore. He had lamented that the overall state of the trucking industry today and said the shutdown would hit him hard personally and professionally. He says at 61 years of age, he put every dime into it. He said, I don't want anything to do with the trucking industry anymore, but it's all he knows. So
that is sad.
He said the company's circumstances have changed dramatically in the past 2 years. ALA Trucking broke ground on a new headquarters in 2017, setting up shop at a former lumber yard at a cost of nearly $1.3 million. The company was founded in 1988, received a 6-year tax abatement, which would save an estimated $118,000, and so forth. So, ALA
Trucking is
expected to haul its last load by Wednesday, June 26.
There's
confirmation of what you were telling about, Chris.
That's an era. That's a change of the guard, maybe you won't call it. It's sad, But I don't care whether it's 50 workers or 5,000 workers, those men made a living on the road. And they used there for a while, they made a good living at it, you know? And I found something here just a minute ago that I wanted to share with you the other day.
But you know what's interesting, though, Butch? It was just, what, a year and a half ago that they couldn't find drivers. This industry couldn't find drivers, maybe 2 years ago. And that's all we heard. So now what do you have? You have these big trucking companies come here. They push those rates down. And this is what happens. It puts the little mom and pop shop right out of business. And, so.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
But, you know, I just want to share this with you that the other day I tried to find the gold to cash ratio, and I want to compare it. This is up to 2007, because that's been 12 years ago now, obviously. But if you had $100,000 in cash in 1913, $100,000 in gold and silver in 1913, they were equal. You know that, right?
Yes.
I mean, gold and silver were still back to dollar. In 2007, you know what that same cash had been worth? $4,800. You know what the gold and silver been worth? $4 million. Now tell me, which was the best investment?
That's a great example.
People, I'm telling you, it didn't change. Except the last 12 years, it's gotten worse. I'm trying to express to you how important it is to get out of paper and get some hard assets. If you don't call Melody, there's nothing I can do about it, obviously. I just show up on the radio. But if you don't take your future in your hands, you can't blame anybody else when it falls apart. You can't. It's your choice. It truly is your choice. 800-375-4188. Give her a call. At least talk to her. We're going to go to break in a second, Melody. After the break, we're going to talk about how Connecticut's tax on the rich end in middle-class tax hikes, lost jobs, and more poverty. And Illinois is turning gambling and weed to try to fix this financial picture. So we're going to share that after the break.
Well, you know, I can remember when all these casinos, you know, with the first came about so many years ago, that was part of the deal. So that's why so many casinos and so many of these places were popping up, was to help, you know, the little communities and so forth. And now it's even gotten worse. And so now they're increasing the, you know, the gambling casinos. And hey, it used to be they gave you in Las Vegas, it used to be they gave you a free drink when you were gambling. Now they're going to give you a free pot.
Yeah.
What are those? A free joint. That's what they'll do. You'll be sitting in there pulling that handle on that slot machine, and they'll be coming around. Cigarette, marijuana,
joint.
Cocktail.
But, you know, when states have to turn to gambling and weed to make a living, there's something bad wrong. You know that.
And the sad thing is, the gambling, look who gambles.
Yeah.
When you go to these casinos, who's in there? Everybody over 65.
And a lot of times the people that can afford it the least.
Yes. Always go in there to try to double your money. But we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. Tell me again tonight.
Each and every heart is food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Survival brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I sure wish we could air our brakes.
Well, I will say this, folks.
Oh,
this
no,
is this,
don't say
this,
it.
Well, this is a disclaimer. Yeah, don't use Sears Roebuck or anything else in the commodes, okay? That will not work, all right?
But no, anyway. Sears is out of business, so.
Okay,
anyway,
that's right. Sears is going. Okay. You'll move on now.
Yeah, let's move on, please.
Well, I do want to share this article about Connecticut.
Right.
In the past 30 years, just one U.S. state has adopted a progressive income tax, Connecticut. It made the switch from a flat income tax in 1996, phasing in the progressive income tax over 3 years. Can you imagine 1996, Melody? That's been 30 years ago. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no,
that's
like 20 years ago. 20 years ago. But anyway,
I was nine
the results, you were how old, 19?
Yes.
Go ahead. The results were disastrous, and they should halt or at least caution Illinois lawmakers now to pushing to do the same. Connecticut's experience is a warning that switching to a progressive income tax will eventually end a tax hike on Illinois' struggling middle class, result in fewer jobs, particularly for those on the margins of the labor force, increased poverty. It will fail to combat inequality or fix the state's finances. While Connecticut lawmakers sold the progressive tax as a way to provide middle-class tax relief and reduce property taxes, neither occurred. Instead, everyday taxpayers have been hit with recurring income and property tax hikes. The typical Connecticut household has seen its income tax raise increase more than 13% since 1999. At the same time, now listen to this, property tax burdens have risen more than 35%, and I hate property taxes. Making matters even worse, a policy change cost the state's economy more than $10 billion and 362,000 jobs, shrinking it a total of 362,000 workers in the state of Connecticut. Connecticut is not a huge state, but prop tax went up nearly 35%. That puts a lot of strain on somebody can't afford to pay the bills, does it not?
Yeah, it really does.
By the way, I can barely hear you. You fade that on me. I'll give it a little more volume. I can barely hear. But anyway, and 362,000 jobs are gone. I mean, did that help the state? Obviously not.
No, so, I mean, it's, you know, they're grasping for straws. It's
they
the
are.
Problem.
And Illinois is going to turn the gambling. Go ahead. The Illinois is going to turn the gambling on weed.
That's good.
Oh, we're laughing. It isn't funny, but what are you going to do?
You know what? Again, this is the desperation that these cities, states, federal government, they're doing everything and anything. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're moving this around. They're moving that around. They're increasing taxes. And as long as they keep telling the GDP out there, it's they buy it. That everything is great, that there are no problems. For them, it might be great in some areas, but there's a lot of big problems in other areas. I mean, how many times do we have to report on that, you know, people don't have any savings? You have the retirees, you have the baby boomers, you have the markets that are pumped up by the multinational corporations buying back their shares. It wasn't the high rate increases for the people out there buying homes. It was because the corporations couldn't roll over their debt and pay their due. The debt is going to be defaulted on, and it is just that simple.
Yes, just a matter of time. It is.
And the answer to that question is another simple answer, and that's gold and silver. You tell me what else is out there. Oh, yeah, let's go buy some cryptocurrencies. Oh, yeah, that'll do you well. Cryptocurrencies, that's nothing. It's electricity going into space somewhere. It's a digit going into space somewhere. Wait until you try to get it out when you have everybody else running there trying to pull out their money. Try to get it done and wait till the systems crash. Yeah, that's a great safe haven, isn't it? Good grief.
It's just more thin air.
But it's just more thin air.
It is, and I mean, you stop and think about this, folks. Think about this a minute. You can go to the bank now. Once your check's been deposited by computer, nothing changes hands. No paper at all. Name a handwritten check. That you put it in your bank, and blip, you got $1,000 in account. You go draw out the paper. All you've done is take a computer digit and turn it into a piece of paper that say they're worth $1,000 bills. That's all it is. It says they're worth $100 bills. They're paper. If something happens that this thing is hit hard, as it was back in the 1930s, if it's hit hard again, all you're going to have is paper. In the 30s, at least they had some gold and silver put back. I know they made it illegal for a while, but they had put back. And the people that wise enough to do that become wealthy people. I'm not just saying do it for greed, but for protection. Paper is paper, and electronics are electronics. If you count on that to get y'all buying, you're in trouble.
You know, during the Great Depression, even when we saw it in 2008-09, we had a couple, you know, the banks and the savings and loans. You know, we saw it during the savings and loan crisis. You know, they closed the banks for the weekends. You couldn't go in there. There was a holiday and so forth and whatnot. People would stand in line, wait for the doors, wait for their turn. We saw it happen in Italy just a year ago. People were standing in lines. We saw it in Greece. People stand in lines trying. But, you know, it was still kind of a little orderly, you know, people just standing in lines, way hoping that they could get in, or you couldn't get in and so forth until they reopened a couple of weeks later. It's going to be different this time because too many people are banking online. And what do you think they're going to do when people go to their computer, they go to their iPhones, they pull up their accounts, and they're going to want to transfer their funds thinking that it's someplace safe? Don't you think that they're just, and you're going to have all these runs on the bank? Because that's what all the holidays are about, is preventing runs on the banks. So now you have everybody on computers. What do you think they're going to do to stop those runs? They're going to shut down the internet.
Absolutely.
You won't even have access to it.
They're already doing it in some places.
And they already do it. And they're going to blame it on hackers. They'll probably blame it on some poor government or something. And who knows? Where's your documentation? You are going to have to prove that you have funds there. You're not going to go to them and say, well, do you have records? And, you know, and gee, can I have my... You're going to have to prove to them. And depending on the situation that you're in, you might even have to go to court. It might have to be litigated.
But the banks don't have hard copies, maybe.
And if they're still in business...
Yes.
And it's just not banks. You're looking at brokerage accounts.
Everything.
You look at brokerage houses. What do you think? Well, how do you think you're gonna? And so you do get in, and you do get to do your little computer numbers. Where are you gonna put it to? Where are you gonna take it? How are you gonna withdraw it? You're gonna move it from one account to the other. How are you gonna get it out of there? What are you gonna have? A statement? How good is that statement's going to be for you? Now, is this going to happen to everyone? Probably not. Is it going to happen to a lot of you? Probably. And those that hurt the worst are those who don't have, at least with your gold and silver, you convert those fiat dollars into gold and silver and you have it in your hands. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, the bank runs of the future, whether they're tomorrow, next year, 10 years, 20 years. That's how they're going to work. The computers, they'll shut it down. and then you better just start praying.
That's it. And go get your can of beans out of the cabinet, because that's all you're going to get.
Yep.
Sorry about that. When the debit cards, credit cards don't work, nothing works.
When you have governments that have so much debt, they have to sell debt in order just to pay the interest. No money is... Why do you think our infrastructure is so bad? There's no money for infrastructure.
Very true.
It all goes to pay off the interest.
We can't pay down the debt.
We can't pay down the debt. Pays the interest.
No. Barely does that.
So we don't have roads. We don't have schools. We don't have bridges. And then people drive through places like Albuquerque. And I love Albuquerque. And from a 21-year-old that just came from Guatemala. And this was 15 years ago. Kind of reminds me of Guatemala. So, anyway, on a cheerier note, Butch.
Well, J.B. Fitzer, which is governor of Illinois, said they're going to go to gambling, going to open the big largest casino they have ever in Chicago, and they're going to start illegalizing weed and selling weed and boost gambling. And he said he thought we really turned the ship around the right direction. He said, not paying attention to anything what's going on in Connecticut or anything else. They're going to do it their own way again. And Melody, you know it's just stalling for time. You know that it isn't going to fix it. It may delay it. Just like borrowing money delays maybe getting your house taken. If you don't pay it back, inevitably you're going to lose your home. You can borrow money just so long. And that's what we've done in this nation for how many years now? We borrowed money on nothing. They borrowed money on us as chattel for the debt. They use people as collateral for the debt of this country.
Absolutely.
When the people can't produce enough, what happens? We lose it.
Mm-hmm.
We lose it. And that's what's happening. We're losing it. Cities and states are losing their pension funds, people who retired from them. I don't know how they're holding together so far. I really don't. I'm amazed that they've been able to juggle the books long enough to do it this long. I don't know.
They lie. They cheat.
Yeah, they lie.
And they steal.
Sure they do. And along the kind of the same lines, you know, if you depend on government to feed you, if that's who you depend on to feed you, according to the scriptures, that they become your master, so to speak. Whoever feeds you is the one who gets to tell you what to do and take care of yourself. Well, you may have saw this. Did you see what Mayor de Blasio has told the citizens of New York? Did you see that?
What has he said now?
I'm not making this up. I'm reading to you in a second. New York City Mayor de Blasio tells citizens, we own your bodies, and we can force all, both small and great, rich and poor, to be injected with anything we want, anytime we want. Now, he said that. That is prophecy. And Nehemiah chapter 4 said this would end up there, they would have dominion over our bodies. This is the Bible, folks, but this is what happened. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has declared that residents do not own their own bodies. The city of New York can demand all citizens be injected with literally anything the government declares to be a vaccine, even when those vaccines contain aborted human fetal tissue cells, toxic aluminum metals, inflammatory adjuvants, and other dangerous deadly chemicals. This is the latest attempt by authorities in New York to obliterate human rights and roll out a medical dictatorship where citizens have zero rights to defend their own bodies against risky medical interventions that are demanded at gunpoint. Now, this actually said and was done. And it's being done in New York City as we talk, as we speak. They're being fined $1,000 a day if they don't go along with it. Now, talk about heavy-handed. And talk about in your face. Melanie, how would you respond to that? If somebody comes to you and say, you're going to get this whether you like it or not. You have no right to say no. Shut up and take it. We own you. Think about that, people. This is happening. It's prophesied in the Bible, but it's happening right now. That makes me angry, Melody. Isn't that quite arrogant? I mean, that's arrogant, is it not?
It is.
You know, I mean, they don't care what you think or what you don't want. It makes no difference. They are your gods. They're going to force you to do these things. Now, people don't want to hear that. I didn't say it. He said it. Call de Blasio. Tell him to think about it.
Yeah, that man is just kind of nuts.
He really is.
But I mean, I think it was him that I heard where he wants to make declawing your cat illegal.
That's right. The whole state wants to do that.
It's like, what?
Yep.
Why?
The whole state wants to do that. It's inhumane, I reckon. And besides, animals have more rights than you do.
Yeah.
You know? And I have time for one more thing, baby. You probably saw this, too. You saw that America is sending $2 billion worth of weapons to Taiwan.
Yeah.
And you know that, China is not happy with that.
China.
Yes. Now, I don't know how long we can keep sticking the eye in the dragon or in the bear's face and think sticking the eye of the dragon and bear and think we can just get by with it. I don't know. I really don't know. But that is provocation. Didn't the treaty run out with Taiwan some years ago and it's supposed to go back to China? Wasn't that what the deal was?
Oh, I don't know the history there. I'd have to refresh my memory on that one, but yeah.
I think it's been so many years, but anyway, I don't know. Taiwan don't want to go back. That's their call. Absolutely is. But where were they sending weapons, $2 billion worth of weapons to maybe help fight off China? I don't know. But it's making China angry that we're interfering in their part of the world. If they were here doing that in our country, how would we feel?
I agree. We got to keep our noses out of everybody's business.
Even George Washington warned about that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Who listened to George Washington? What did he know? You know, I mean, he's one of those. He was one of those. What they call today? All the founding fathers were terrorists or bigots or racists or whatever. You know that.
So there's books written about that. Yes.
Yeah, and they wouldn't tear down statues of Jefferson and all of them because, after all, they were racist. So this is where America is. The empire is going to crumble, and it's going to hurt.
You know what? The kind of commemoration that they had for D-Day on the 75th anniversary, I wish they'd do something like that for July 4th. How about a little bit of history of our own country?
Good point.
And, hey, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Paul.
All right, see ya.
See you next week. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.